Thank you. Opening our Jazz Northwest today with a tune from Barney McClure and the Central Washington University Jazz Band, directed by Chris Bruya. Barney McClure on the Hammond B3 organ, and a tune he wrote called Spot, arranged here by Phil Kelly. The other soloists there from the band included Owen Evans on alto and Besarat Tafes on trombone, Drew Maddock on piano, and Ryan Donnelly on bass. Central Washington University Jazz Band from the album Show Me with Barney McClure on organ. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. We're going to be ranging all over from Central Washington up to Vancouver, B.C., and down to Portland and all over the Northwest here. We'll continue here with Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone, activist in the Vancouver jazz scene. Corey often plays at Frankie's in Vancouver, B.C., and was a longtime owner-operator of the Cellar Jazz Club. Here he's joined by a group from Southern California, led by Jeff Hamilton, the drummer, who opens this piece with the brushes. Tamir Hendelman's on piano, Christoph Luthi on bass, and Corey Weeds on tenor sax, and a tune by Cole Porter, I think is usually taken too fast. I like this tempo for the tune Get Out of Town. That was the late Ham Carson, featured mostly on clarinet, taking a couple choruses there on tenor sax as well. That was recorded, I believe, at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant, where the Ham Carson Quartet played for years, over 10 years at least. This recording, I think, was made sometime in the 90s, with Ham Carson on clarinet and tenor sax, Bob Hammer at the piano, Jeff Wilkie on banjo, Buddy Catlett on bass, and Dave Stettler on drums. The late Ham Carson and his group at the New Orleans, and I would do anything for you. Before that, we were listening to Corey Weeds, tenor saxophone out of Vancouver, playing with Jeff Hamilton Trio out of Los Angeles, making it a full West Coast band. Jeff Hamilton on drums, Tamir Handelman on piano, Christoph Luthi on bass, and Corey Weeds on tenor sax. They played Cole Porter's Get Out of Town, as arranged by Tamir Handelman. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular survey of the regional jazz scene, heard every Sunday afternoon at this time, here on 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. My name's Jim Wilkie. Taking a look at the calendar for today, some things going on include Del Von Lamar's organ trio playing at Capital Cider at 5:30 this afternoon. The Danny Kolke trio's at Boxley's as usual on Sunday evenings. And Ruby Bishop plays solo piano at Vito's starting at 6. Ruby Bishop, incidentally, was just named to the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame in the recent Earshot Awards. Richly deserved. And the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, great band, will be playing for Easter dinner at Sugar's in Renton tonight, starting at 6. Madeleine Peru is finishing out her stint at Jazz Alley, starting at 7:30. Monday night, Jim Knapp Orchestra and the Cornish Jazz Ensemble are co-billed at the Royal Room, and the 12th Annual Seattle Kobe Female Jazz Vocal Audition takes place at Jazz Alley. Those are just a few highlights. We'll have some more a little later on. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, and for more details on good places to go for live jazz, check the online calendar at kplu.org and also the Earshot Jazz calendar, earshot.org. Here's a tune from the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble that's playing tonight at Sugar's Jazz Bistro in Renton. This is a tune that was written by Randy Halberstadt some time ago. I believe this arrangement is by Bob Hammer, who plays piano with the group. Jack Klitzman's on baritone sax and Frank Seeberger on guitar, and a tune titled Bad Bud for Bud Young. That's from the new album by Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott, the two trumpets. It's called Return of the East-West Trumpet Summit, and it's a follow-up to their earlier one on the Origin label. The tune that we heard, Firm Roots, written by Cedar Walton, and here played by Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott with George Colligan on the B3 organ and Matt Jorgensen on drums. The solo order there, Ray Vega was first, George Colligan on organ, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, and Matt Jorgensen at the drums. Before that, we were listening to the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble and a tune by Randy Halberstadt titled Bad Bud for Bud Young. Jack Klitzman was the baritone saxophonist, Frank Seeberger on guitar. The trumpet soloist, I'm not sure, it was either Bobby Medina or Ron Barrows. They are the two trumpet players in the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, playing tonight for Easter dinner at Sugar's Jazz Bistro in Renton, starting at 6 o'clock. Good band. Recommended if you're in that area. Be sure to check them out. They play there on the last Sunday of each month. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Lots of community events going on around the area to celebrate KPLU and help us to become an independent station, to buy the license for the station and the facilities, and continue broadcasting the music and programs that you're used to hearing here on this station. For more information, go to kplu.org, and thanks for your support of KPLU. Programs like Jazz Northwest are a hallmark of this station's local focused programming. To make sure it continues, it's going to take donations from listeners like you. KPLU has until June 30th to raise $7 million to buy its license and become an independent community-run station. And if we don't, KPLU will be sold to the University of Washington, and many familiar programs will disappear. You can help save KPLU at kplu.org. Look it up for more information, and thanks for your support. Next, we're going to be listening to some music out of Portland from an album I came across while looking for something else. That's always one of my greatest inspirations for this show. This is a group which was led by Alan Jones, and it was in tribute to Leroy Vinegar, the great bass player who spent the latter part of his career playing in the Portland area. And he was a great inspiration to the scene there and a big influence on people like Alan Jones, the drummer who leads this sextet, and Randy Porter, the pianist. Dan Schulte is on bass in the unenviable role of Leroy Vinegar here, but he plays that steady four to the bar that Leroy was so famous for. John Gross on tenor sax, Warren Rand on alto sax, Paul Mazzio is the trumpet player, and this tune named for Leroy Vinegar, which is part of a suite called The Walker. Thank you. couple of recordings from the 90s in Portland. This latter one here with Jessica Williams Trio featuring Leroy Vinegar on bass and Mel Brown on drums, recorded live at Atwaters. Let's see, when did we do that? 1994 at Atwaters in Portland. We recorded that with Jessica Williams Trio, a tune titled The Shake, featuring Leroy Vinegar. And Leroy Vinegar also celebrated in the previous selection, one which inspired Alan Jones and Randy Porter and company to do this piece called The Walker. And The Walker, in this case, Dan Schulte on bass, with John Gross on tenor sax, Warren Rand on alto, Paul Mazzio on trumpet, and Alan Jones sextet playing The Walker for Leroy Vinegar. Before we leave you, I want to mention a few more items on the jazz calendar coming up. Next weekend, Coco Loco with Ann Reynolds will be playing at Crossroads in Bellevue, a free concert on Friday night and Saturday night at the same location. The Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra will be playing at the Crossroads stage. Also next Friday night, Jacqueline Tabor Jazz Band will be at Tula's, and Jovino Santos Neto, who recently won a Golden Ear Award, will be playing at Vito's. Saturday, a special event coming up is the Jackson Street Jazz Walk, which takes place from 4 p.m. to midnight along Jackson Street from 16th to 21st, and also at the Pratt Fine Arts Center. There'll be 20 bands, food trucks, and art displays at the Pratt Fine Arts Center. And among the musicians appearing are Sumi Tonoka, Eugenie Jones, Tim Kennedy, Reggie Goings, Rick Wright's Fundamental Forces, Alex Dugdale, Jim O'Halloran Group, Trio 200, Choro Loco, and others, along Jackson Street next Saturday from 4 to midnight between 16th and 21st on Jackson. Next Saturday night, Kelly Eisenhower Quartet will be at Boxley's, Overton Berry Ensemble at Egan's, Kelly Johnson at Tula's, and Aham Oluo's Now I'm Fine show will be at the Moore. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU and KPLU.org. Next week on Jazz Northwest, we'll bring you a concert from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend last summer that we haven't previously broadcast. It's a concert called Latitude Adjustment, and it features Steve Wilson on alto sax, the great Brazilian guitarist Romero Lubambo, and pianist George Cables. They all contribute music for this concert and play beautifully together. It's quite a show. I think you'll enjoy it next week for Latitude Adjustment here on Jazz Northwest. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, streaming.